从十一章我们看到了这个很重要的最后的一个很坚固的工作。
And from chapter 11, we see how they strengthened the work of strengthening.
每一样工程建立起来，不管是软体、硬体，最重要的最后的功夫就是坚固，要去坚固它。
No matter what work we do, whether it be spiritual or physical, the most important aspect of it is strengthening it.
坚固就安定。
When you strengthen it, you become firm.
所以这个领导中心坚固，生活安定。
So when the temple was established, it becomes strengthened and it becomes a firm temple.
那今天呢，在我们的信仰上也是一样的。
It is like this in our faith.
这个领导中心呢，就是像教会。教会啊，这个要很坚固。
The leadership is the church, so the church has to be firm.
那我们个人的家庭的生活要安定。
And our family life have to also be firm.
那这样的话，我们就会看到神的这个工作会很活泼啊。
And we'll see the works of God magnify among us.
福音呢就会兴旺起来。
And the gospel will be spread.
所以我们教会啊，在建立，教会在发展，一定是朝这样的目标来。
So for a church during its development, it needs to seek after these goals.
好，那么到第十一章，我们看到不管是外体、硬体的城墙和内部的墙，以及内部的这种巩固的工作，都已经完成啊。
And we can see from chapter 11, whether it be the wall, the inside or the outside, or the temple itself, everything has been completed.
那这样的话就是等于啊，在今天来讲啊，就像教会啊，长大成人了啊。
This is likened to today, that the church has matured and has become an adult.
里里外外都已经很完全了。
That they are complete, either out.At the exterior or the interior.
可以很快乐的这样来奉献给主了，成为一个荣耀的教会啊。
They can serve God with joy, and they could be glorify Him also.
所以接下来十二章我们就看到他们要准备要来举行这个高层礼。
And we can see in chapter 12 that they are preparing to dedicate.
那这个举行这个告成礼，我们先看到还有几项重要的工作。
And in the dedication ceremonies, we can see a few important.
举行在举行告成礼之前
，before we have the dedication ceremony，
需要做什么样准备的工作
？What preparation must we have or must we do？
举行告成礼之后又做了什么
？And after this dedication。What do we need to do?
这一章里面大概我们就注意这几点这个重点哈。
And this is what we'll emphasize on this particular chapter.
好，那现在我们看到第十二章第一段呢，第一节到二十六节，这个看到这里就记载，在举行告成礼之前，第一个很重要的就是祭司利未人要到齐。
And in section 1 of verse 12.Which is from chapter, which is from verse 1 to 26 of chapter 12, excuse me.
所以这一段呢，就开始说，把这些回来的从第一次，在跟所罗巴伯、耶稣亚回来，就是第一次回来的那一些祭司利未人，把它按照这个家谱列出来。
The Levites and the priests are gathered together, and these are the people that first came back with Nehemiah and Ezra, and these are the first group of people that came back, and they are all recorded by their families and in order.
那列出来啊，就是这些人一定要先到齐，啊，结果点名啊，有些好像没有到。
And they had a roll call, and they discovered that some people were missing.
好，所以按照这个当时的名单呢、开始来召集这些祭司利未人
And with their roll call, they started to gather together all the Levites and the priests.
在今天来讲啊，这个我们是万民祭司啊， 就是众信徒。
And for today, the priest referred to the general members.
不管是殿里面的祭司，殿外面的立位人，都要到齐，里里外外的所有的众信徒都要到齐。
It doesn't matter if it was the priests that were in the temple or the Levites that were outside the temple. Everybody has to come together.
好，所以这些人员呢，开始啊的时候，还好有些人还没有到，所以呢。在二十七节这里有说到，就把各处的去找，都把它全部都找来，连意味着有些分散出去了，就到各处去把它找来。
And because they were incomplete in numbers, so in verse 27 it records that they sought out the Levites in all their places to bring them to Jerusalem.
啊，这句话我们特别要去思啊，去思想哈。
This particular verse we should ponder upon it.
把各处的立位人都招到耶路撒冷来。
What does it mean by to sort out all Levites in all their places to bring them to Jerusalem?
在我们真教会到完成的阶段啊，一定是到齐的。
And when the true church is in a complete stage, everyone should be accounted for, or everyone should be there.
在以斯拉记我们已经知道是外邦人的数目填满都到齐了到齐了
And it was recorded in Israel we know that the numbers for the outsiders is completed
这是神的选民神的都已经来到了
That means all the chosen ones of God have gathered together and come
在启示录那边说主耶稣呢从各国各民各方各族当中呢把他的选民都召集在一起
And it is also recorded in the Bible that Jesus will call out his people from all nations and tribes from all over the earth
都到耶路撒冷来了
And they will all come to Jerusalem
那耶路撒冷就是真教会
And Jerusalem represents the true church
都到真教会来进入这个真教会
So they will all come into the true church
那在今天我们教来讲啊，我们要把那些分散的还没有受洗还没有进来还没有听到福音的要带招他们来那些已经受洗的可是呢让信心软弱下去啊，那些人要把它找回来
And today for us we also need to bring in all thosewho has heard our doctrines, or all those who has, because of their weak faith, has left the church, we need to bring them all back.
所以这里的祭司立位人今天就是指着所有我们的众侍奉神的众弟兄姐妹。
So here in Nehemiah, the Levites and the priests represents all the brothers and sisters of present day.
所以这些人都要到齐，而且是按名册这样来点名的。
And they need to all come and be complete. And we also need to have a roll call to call out everybody's name.
我们赞美诗啊208首说在那边点名的时候我必在其中。
And in our hymn book, hymn number 208 has the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
我点不到名那就不好。
If your name is not on the roll call, then it is pity.
好这是第一段里面呢给予我们重要的这个教训。
This is the most important lesson to learn from section one.
那到齐之后，再来就是，要举行一个洁净礼。
After everybody has arrived, then we need to purify.
这些人都来了，我们看到，二三十节。
Please look at verse 30.
三节这里说。祭司和立位人就洁净自己也洁净百姓和城门并城墙
Then the priest and the Levites purified themselves and purified the people, the gate and the wall
人员到齐了那现在呢就要开始举行这个洁净礼
After everyone has arrived, then we need to start the ceremony of purification
我们知道最后我们要见神要献给神一定是完全圣洁
We know that in the end time when we want to see Jesus we have to be complete and be, whole, be pure
里里外外啊各个全部都要圣洁
We need to be pure not only on the inside but also on the outside.
我们看参考一节圣经帖撒罗尼迦后帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Please refer to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章的二十三节。
Verse 23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
说愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣来要娶新妇了我们要荣耀的教会要献给他。
When Jesus comes again, he wants to have receive his bride, and we need to offer the church.
我们一定要全然成圣。
Therefore, we need to be completely sanctified.
灵魂体都完全圣洁
We need to be purified through our spirit, soul, and body.
这样才能献给神安然见主
Only then can we submit ourselves to God and see him.
所以这里他们就是这样举行这个洁净礼。
So here they did the same thing. They performed the purification.
那这个洁净礼呢从自己开始
And when you purify from yourself.
这些祭司利未人呢先洁净自己。
So they cleanse themselves first.
这个就像保罗对提摩太所勉励的，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
This is also likened to what Paul encouraged Timothy to cleanse yourself first.
就这样，你首先能救自己，那也才能救听你的人。
Because only if you save yourself, then can you save others.
所以我们每一样事情我们在教会里面一切的事候，一定以自己为出发点。
So no matter what you do in church.You always start with your own self.
每一项工作都是以自己为开始。
No matter what you do, what work you do, you start with your own self.
那么每一样的教训也是以自己为出发点。
And no matter what you learn, you start with your own self.
这个是很重要的一个原则
This is an important lesson to learn.
所以呢，先要洁净自己。
To follow. So before we do anything, we first cleanse our own self.
然后才能去洁净别人，帮助百姓。
Then we can purify others or help others.
所以主耶稣曾经提醒说你们这些人，你要先去掉你的眼中的梁木才能去看清楚帮助这个弟兄说把他的眼中的刺拿掉。
This is why Jesus also told us to remove the plaque that is in our eyes first before we can go remove others' needles.
所以说我们一定要谨慎自己从自己来洁净。
So we need to examine ourselves and purify ourselves first.
然后洁净百姓。
Then we can purify the people.
洁净百姓就是帮助这个是要帮助所有的百姓都能够洁净。
When you purify the people, it is to help the people to become clean.
那么这种洁净包括两方面。
This kind of purification has two different
第一我们看到以弗所书第六章。
First, we look at Ephesians chapter 6.
我们怎么样来洁净众弟兄姐妹
How do we purify the brothers and sisters?
第十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并在我在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。这是第一项工作。
This is the first type of work we need to do when we're purifying others.
今天主耶稣是圣灵给我们是有他的任务的
When Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, there is a purpose in this.
圣灵要代替我们祈求祷告。
The Spirit will help us have supplication and prayer.
它是要帮助我们。
It is to help us.
所以我们要懂得靠着圣灵啊，随时多方祷告祈求。
So we need to pray and supplicate in the Spirit.
并且要警醒不倦的祷告。
And we need to have perseverance when we pray.
为众圣徒祈求。
And supplicate for all these saints.
所以这种祷告会使我们众信徒啊帮助洁净众信徒，让他们圣灵的感动就是要使我们圣洁成圣。
Through the movement of the Holy Spirit, this is the only way that we can help purify the general believers or the
就是祷告的工作啊
or the people. This is the work of prayer.
而再看到希伯来书第三章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章，我们看到第十二节。
Verse 12, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12.
第十二节说：“弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
”Verse 12, brethren, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
十三节说总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑心就刚硬了
Verse 13 But exhort one another daily while it is called today lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin
怎么样帮助互相帮助啊，让众信徒都能够圣洁
How do we help each other to become a pure?
就是要彼此相劝
To exhort one another daily.
要谨慎啊。
And beware.
趁着还有今天，天天呢、啊、彼此相劝。
And we should do it while there is still a today, lest any one of you harden.
那这种彼此相劝呢、啊，一定我们要有团契才有可能。
And through our exhortation that we can have unity.
因为我们有团契，所以就可以彼此呢。借着神的道理在分享当中就可以得到彼此相劝这样的功效
and also through fellowship that we can also exhort one another to help one another and to guide one another
我们听道理的时候是单向的
when we listen to the sermon it is a one way
团契的时候团契的时候是双向的是彼此的
so during fellowship it is a two way communication
所以需要有这种团契的才能彼此相劝
Thus we need to have fellowship so we can exhort one another and let others know if there is anything wrong
所以要借着祷告和团契来洁净使大家都能够成为圣洁
So through prayer and fellowship may we purify one another
那在洁净这个百姓之后还要洁净城门和城墙
and after we purify the people we need to purify the gates and the wall
这个门要洁净
the gates need to be purified
这个城墙它包了两部分
the wall contains two parts
第一就是城墙
the wall, the first is the wall itself
就是城门
and the second is the gate
我们看到尼希米记啊第一章的时候我们就发现
If we turn back to Nehemiah chapter 1, we'll see
他就一直都会提到这两个部分
It will continuously mention these two items
我们 看回来这个尼希米记第一章第三节
Please turn back to Nehemiah chapter 1
我们在看圣经的时候就会特别留意它都有关联的
We need to pay emphasis on these in the Bible
第三节这里说到犹大人遭大难受凌辱并且呢耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁城门被火焚烧
In the second part of verse 3 it says after there's in great distress and reproach the wall of Jerusalem is also broken down its gates are burned with fire
所以这个城墙啊它就包括这两部分
So you can see the wall consists of the two items
他们回去了把这个被拆毁的城墙重建起来
so they rebuilt the wall that was destroyed.
那最后就是把城门再安上。
And finally, they will put up the gates.
这样就完工。
Then it is called completed.
那现在这个要来先告成名献给神了。
And it's time to offer the wall and the gate to God.
但是要先告成名，就是要先洁净。
But before you can offer it to God, you need to purify it.
所谓洁净是什么意思？
What does it mean by purified in here?
我们看第三章。
Please look at chapter 3.
第三章这里啊。这个门啊，看到这个第一节。
Verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Verse 1.Chapter 3, verse 1.
这个大祭司和他的弟兄起来建造羊门，分别为圣，安了门闪。
The priest built the sheep gate. They consecrated and hung its doors.
所以这个要成圣，分别为圣，要成圣。
They need to consecrate it and make it holy.
所以你看现在以色列人啊，那一块哭墙啊，他们非常看重太，比什么都重要啊，那一块。
So you see in Israel, the weeping wall, they consider it as a very holy wall.
当时的这个城墙就剩下那么一块的，让以色列人在那里，现在每天在那里哭啊哭啊这样。
And the wall, back in this day, is now only left to that little piece, and they all weep there.
现在那一块墙在我们去参观看这个石头没有什么的哈。
And when we go to visit this wall, it doesn't seem much.
但是在以色列人的哇，那个太重要。
But in the eyes of the Israelites, it is so important.
他们不容许啊，人家去随便去那边做什么？他们成为他们圣殿已经没了，但一块就成为现在的以色列人他们信仰的一个中心了，就在那里。
They refuse to let anybody touch the wall or do anything to it, and this piece of stone is the center or the cornerstone of the faith of Israel.
那我们发现了，就在那个地方，他们一切的圣礼呀，好像这个很多圣礼就在那里举行。
And all their sacraments are done over there.
所以说，这个城墙在当时啊，这个是很重要的。
So as we can see, the wall at this particular time is very important.
它是分别为圣，可以说是有神圣的那一个。
They sanctified it and they called it holy.
所以它必须要洁净。
So it has to be clean or purified.
洁净之后啊，才能献给神。
And only after purification can they offer the wall to God.
那今天这个城墙城门呢，就是我们教会。
And the gate and the wall refers to church nowadays.
我们除了个人在灵性上的这个洁净，整个教会都要洁净。
As the church as a whole need to be purified.
是城门，是城墙，整个。
Whether it be the gate or the wall, the whole thing need to be purified.
那这个就是整体性的啊，整体性。
This is a congregation type of thing.
好，那么除了这些，我们有时候把教会，凡是属于教会的这些。教会啊，现在我们去会堂哈，这个也叫教会的所有的一切，我们都有这样的一个要使他呢爱护他不要去随便呢这个破坏他。
So the church as a whole, we need to love it, care for it, and try not to destroy anything or anything in it.
每个应该有一个观念，就是属于大家，属于教会的那么教会所使用的东西呢有些是说有些人认为说办圣餐的东西是圣的那其他的就不是的。
Many people might think that in the church, only the things that are used in the sacraments are sacred, and the rest are not.
现在有一些就是洗脚礼的圣餐礼用的什么这些就是分别为圣他们就不用其他用就只要这个保管好起来，这样。
And like some churches might put aside and take special care of the cups or the basin that is used in the foot washing and the holy communion.
因为认为说这个是办圣礼要用的器具。
Because they think this is to these equipment or these things are used for sacraments, holy sacraments.
让我们以这个观念去想。
If we use this concept and think.
我们这个会堂是在聚会的时候是不是很重要？
The chapel, we use it as a service place. Is it important then?
是我们崇拜聚会 的一个场所。
The chapel is the place where we have services and worship God.
所以它应该是圣洁的。
So it is holy also.
那其他再想到其他的。
And if you think about other things.
凡教会在使用的几乎啊我们都是跟这个有关系的。
And everything that is used in the church has something to do with God.
我们都要看它是属神的，它是神的东西。
We need to consider them all as property of God.
其实啊，不在于这个外皮的怎么样哈。
We don't care about the outer experience, the appearance.
在旧约时代，那是很重视的。你就碰到什么就不洁净，碰到什么就不洁净。今天这些我们是已经没有这样的观念。
In the Old Testament, maybe if you touch a certain object, you will be unclean. Nowadays, we do not have, and we do not need to follow this concept.
那它是不是洁净的？就看就是它是不是被分别出来，它是属神的，是这样的意思。
And whether it is clean or not, or it is separated to be clean, it doesn't matter. It all belongs to God.
所以这个洁净不洁净就在我们心里了。
So what is clean and unclean? Now is only in our heart.
如果你把它看，这个是属神的。
If we see that the things are all belong to God,
那它就会成为洁净的。
Then these things will be clean.
这个是分别为圣的。
This is to consecrate it.
你就会尊重它。它虽然是一个很别人看没有什么的，但是呢，它是神的。
Then you will respect it.Because it belongs to God, even though it looks like nothing.
So, 今天的这个分别为圣洁净是在灵里头的，而不是在外体。
So today, purification or consecrating things is all within our own hearts.
所以在这里呀，这种洁净对我们呢，今天的这个观念呢，我们要正确。
We need to have a correct concept.On purification and consecration.
那当时他们那种洁净里，它的意义也就在这里。
And at that time, in Nehemiah time, the true meaning of the purification ceremony is also this.
在每一个在所有的百姓当中，认为这个城墙要神告诉你，它已经是洁净，是圣洁的，是神圣的，是属神的。
It is to tell the members or the congregation that the wall and the gate has been purified and now it is clean, pure and holy.
所以当时他们的洁净只是一个表示一个礼仪，但是呢，实际上的意义是在他们每一个百姓的心里。
So at that time, even though it is only a symbolism or only a ceremony, but in reality, it is to let them know in their hearts that they are all pure.
完全从自己到百姓到城门到城墙，完全都圣洁了，然后才举行告成礼。
And so, from your own self to the people to the gates and the walls, after everything has been purified and cleaned.Then can we start the dedication ceremony?
那现在我们来看到他们怎么样举行这个告成礼。
Now we shall see how they held the dedication ceremony.
看三十一节。
Please refer to chapter 12 of Nehemiah.
31节到43节，这一段就是举行告成礼的情形。
From 31 to 43, it describes the dedication.
这些告成礼是由祭司啊、利未人啊，他们来带领的。
The priests and the Levites, started the ceremony.
把祭司、利未人分成两个队伍。
And they had two groups of people.
那称谢的人是带头的。
And those who's giving thanksgiving, they led.
所以这些称谢的人就唱诗啦，唱诗的人。
And they started singing.
那就分为两队。
And there is two groups.
他们走在前头。
One group in the front.
那这两对啊就是这样背着
Thanksgiving course，
一对向左，一对向右。
And then one went to the left and one went to the right.
他们都在城墙上这样绕墙。
And they surrounded the city wall.
好，那一面左一面就有的昼夜吹号啊，唱诗称颂。
And as they walked, they they played their instrument and they sang hymns.
好，
我thanksgiving.
那这样绕啊绕到神的殿里面汇合，我们看到第四十节啊。
Verse 40, they went into the house of God.
啊，这两队啊，说称谢两队称谢的人，还有尼西米，还有一些官长的一半，都站在神的殿里面。
Verse 40, so the two thanksgiving choirs stood in the house of God.
啊，就来到神的殿里面。
So they came into the house of God.
那他们在这样绕的当中是表示什么呢
？What does it mean when they just walked around the gates and the walls?
对神的一种奉献，就是
all the way to the temple。
在这个地方呢，就一起啊，大声的来称颂神。
And here they with loud voices praised God。
这个是神告成你一个最后一个很重很高潮的啊。
And this is the high point of the whole dedication ceremony。
歌唱的大声歌唱，昼夜的大声的唱。
When they sang loudly and they played their instruments loudly.
那这个时候算四十三节。
Look at verse 43.
说那日众人就献大祭而欢乐。
They offered great sacrifices and rejoiced.
因为神使他们大大的欢乐。
For God made them rejoice with great joy.
连妇女带孩童也都欢乐。
The woman and the children also rejoice.
甚至耶路撒冷中的欢声达到远处。
So that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off.
所以这个神告成你呀，我们就看到他们是非常的欢乐。
So we see that when they are having their dedication ceremony, they are full of joy.
因为神使他们欢乐。
Because God has made them joyful.
这个告诉我们。他们的奉献得到神的悦纳。
This tells us that their offering was accepted by God.
所以这个欢乐是从神来的。
So the joy came from God.
众人献大祭而欢乐。
They offered great sacrifices and rejoiced.
为什么
？Why？
因为神使他们大大的欢乐。
For God has made them rejoice with great joy.
所以让我们知道，今天呢，我们的这种欢乐、喜乐是从神，神使我们喜乐，我们才喜乐。
So we know that today when we are joyful, it is because God allowed us to be joyful or gave us this joy.
这样的行告成你得到神的喜悦所以神使他们大大的欢乐。
And because their dedication ceremony was pleased, so God gave them great joy.
所以今天我们教会，从个人到教会，家庭，我们的一切奉献得到神的悦纳，神所以给予我们的是就是喜乐，非常的喜乐。
When we serve or we offer to God, and God accepted our offering.Then God will in turn give us great joy.
一个人如果洁净能够这样来在神面前侍奉神，向神献祭，这是非常喜乐的事情。
If a person can cleanse themselves, then offer or do work in church and dedicate himself to church to God, this is a very joyous thing.
那到最后他们说我们。一切所献上的，就像启示录十九章那里说的那个大声哈利路亚的声音呢，那是众水的声音，大雷的声音，那个是，最后就是这种声音欢乐，耶路撒冷的欢声达到远处。
And the joy of the sound that they made is compared to Revelations, where the shouts and praises of Hallelujah was like the sound of rolling thunder of mighty waters.
那个声音就是哈利路亚的声音了，我们看一下。
That sounds like the sound of hallelujahs.
啊，我们看启示录十九章。
Please look at Revelation chapter 19.
当我们一切都说，在这个时候呢，会有声音出来了。
And when all is done,
主耶稣要来起心腹的时候啊，就有这个这样的大声传到远处。
And when Jesus comes to accept his bride, then this type of sound will come out.
啊，我们看十九章啊。
Please look at Revelation 19.
啊，从第一节看啊。
Starting from verse 1.
这里说时候，我听见好像有众水在天上大声说，群众在天上大声说，哈利路亚。
I heard a loud voice of great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah.
好，啊，也要叫称颂神。然后呢，第三节说，又说哈利路亚。
Of course, they are praising God. And in verse 3, they said again,Hallelujah.
哦，那第四节说，那二十四位长老和四活物就匍匐在宝座前，就敬拜神了。
And verse 4 it records the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God.
哎，他们说阿门，哈利路亚。
They said, Amen, Hallelujah.
那个时候又有从宝座出来的声音呢。
Then verse 5 a voice came from the throne.
哦，那这个声音赞美神的声音呢？第六节说啊。
And in verse 6, this voice records.
他说听到好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说哈利路亚。
And it records the voice of a great multitude as the sound of many waters, as the sound of mighty thunders, saying Hallelujah.
因为我们的神全能的主作王啊。
For the Lord God omnipotent reigns.
啊，看第七节啊。
Verse 7.
这个是迎亲的一个场面啊。
This is a very joyous, this is a marriage.
说我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归于他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come.
啊，新妇啊，也自己预备好了。
His wife has made herself ready.
所以这个当时这种声音呢，啊，就是这个像这样的一样啊。
At that time, I'm sure the voice, the sound sounds just like here recorded in Revelations.
他们一切都成功了。
Everything was successful.
一切工作都完成了。
Everything was completed.
现在非常高兴的来献给神。
So they were very joyous and they dedicated everything to God.
得到神的喜悦，所以神使他们大大的欢乐。
God was pleased, so God gave them great joy.
包括妇女，包括孩童，大大的欢乐，声音达到远处。
The women, the children all rejoiced, and the sound and the joy was heard afar.
这是我们最高兴的一天啊。
This is the happiest day of our life.
啊，主耶稣要来迎娶我们啊。
When God is ready to take us.
这个才是真正的告成礼啊。
This is the true, dedication.
啊，最后看回来这个十二章。
Please return to Nehemiah chapter 12. The final section,
for the last section. 告成礼之后,
after the dedication ceremony,
那就是以后的这个侍奉安排啊。
And then comes the responsibilities.
看第四十四节。
Please refer to verse 44.
说当日就派人管理库房。
At the same time, some were appointed over the rooms of the storehouse.
将所有的这些奉献的都收到库房里头去。
And they took all the offering and gathered them together and put them into the storehouse.
因为这个是所有一切侍奉和就是利未人祭司他们所需用的啊。
This is all the things that the Levites and the priests needed to serve God.
犹大人因为祭司跟利未人供职就欢乐了，这句话。
And they were rejoiced over the priests and Levites who ministered.
因为祭司和利未人他们很尽职，在圣殿里面来侍奉神，所以他们就欢乐了，他们就很快乐。
Judah rejoiced over the priests and Levites because they did their job very good.
为什么他们会？为什么他们会欢乐？
Why would they rejoice?
因为神高兴啊。
Because God is happy.
这些祭司立位人都很专心的在能够在圣殿里面来侍奉神。
that the Levites and the priests all diligently worked for God or served God in the temple.
所以神就高兴了，犹大人就欢乐了。
So when God is pleased, the people of Judah are happy.
那为什么这样呢？
Why is this?
因为啊，该献的都库房里面呢是很充满的，所有的该奉献的都百姓都按照律法这样去奉献了。
Because everybody has did their part in the offerings, and the storehouse was full.
这样祭司立位人才能够很安心的在圣殿里面侍奉神。
Because only then can the priests and Levites be secure and concentrate on serving God.
那四十五节的记载说，这些祭司立位人呢是在圣殿里面怎么样尽职的？
And 45 tells us how the how the priests and Levites served God in the temple.
他们是遵守神的吩咐。
They did everything according to the commandments.
他们遵还要守这个洁净的礼。
And they did everything according to purification.
也就是说保持圣洁，这个守洁净的礼，也就是时常就持守了圣洁。
And when they kept the purification, they made themselves pure.
因为要侍奉神，一定要时常保持这样圣洁。
And in order to serve God, you have to continually keep yourself pure.
连这些守门的啦，也是按照大卫和他儿所罗门所命令的这样去行。
Even the gatekeepers kept the charge of the commandments of David and Solomon.
好，那这个当时大卫啊，就是设立这些诗班，怎么样呢？来侍奉神，赞美神。
At David's time, he set up how the singers should or the chorus should praise and worship God.
他们都按照这些命令，很尽职的在做侍奉的工作。
They diligently did everything according to all these commands.
那尤其在复国之后，所罗巴伯他们、尼希米他们回来的时候，特别也重视这项工作。
And especially when Nehemiah and Israel came back.They emphasized on this particular work.
因为这些人在侍奉上嘛，他们是很重要的工人。
Because, when they're serving, as part of serving God, these people are they play a very important role.
所以一定要让他们的生活呢没有挂虑啊，能够很安心、很安定才可以。
They need to let their lives be very secure and safe, so they can concentrate on serving God.
所以都有特别照顾他们的生活。
So they have paid special attention, or paid special attention to the lives of the priests.
好，同时这个立位人呢、啊，祭司啊，也是一样。
And the this also goes for the priests, the Levites, and all the singers.
要让他们要让他们当得的份呢，不要有缺欠啊。
That they may not lack in anything.
这个就是圣殿里面就是侍奉的工作呢，让他们呢能够很专心。在殿里面侍奉神。
So these people who were working in the temple, that they may concentrate their work in serving God.
那这样的话，他们很尽职，神就很高兴，那么百姓就欢乐了。
Because they did their job very well, God was pleased. And when God was pleased, the people rejoiced.
这个就是神告成你之后，他们就很快乐的在圣殿里头啊侍奉，大家都很喜乐啊。
And this tells us that after the dedication ceremony, everybody was very joyously serving God in the temple.
从这里让我们看到教会啊，会带我们大家很喜乐，就是每个人很尽职啊。
So if we see a church full of happy members, that means everybody is doing their work.
如果今天有一个人不尽职，会带给我们不喜的。
And so, if someone is not doing their job, then the rest of the people will not be happy.
我今天安排领会的人怎么迟到了？糟糕了，这个大家等在那边，我没有人领会。
If the person who was responsible for leading the service was late, then everybody would have to wait for him and go, what happened?
大家的心里是怎么样？
Then how would the people feel?
那就是神的反应。
Then God will reflect upon that feeling.
神的反应就是这样子。
God's reflection, God's feeling will be the same as us.
每一个人的心都一样的。
And everyone is the same.
神会让在我们心每一个人的心中在那里说，怎么样？
Everybody, God will make everybody feel, oh, what's going on? Everyone will have the same heart because it is also the heart of God.
看这个整个教会哦，一个人会影响大家的。
So you can see, one person can influence the whole church.
所以说我们这个事工的这种安排啊，一定要禁止。
So when you are responsible for a certain work, you have to do it diligently.
有时候我们到教会去啊，领会的时候，事情都没有来。
Or sometimes when we go to church and the service is about to start, the pianist is missing.
那等没有办法，就清唱啊，清唱。
Then if the person does not arrive, then everybody just sing without the piano.
那清唱有时候唱到这个五六步啊。
And sometimes if the voice is not accurate, you have many different voices or different tones.
看紫微书就说，听不进去了。
Then God will say, oh my goodness, I can't hear this. I can't even hear it.
才能不好意思说主要是对不起哦。<笑>
And we have to apologize to God for our bad singing.
那为什么很好听的声音变成这样，很难听的一个？Why is it that
such beautiful voices from us will turn into such awful noise to God?
所以我们有些教会很重视，这教会的这个事情很重要，很多人绝对不会缺少的。 一般的二十四班，他这个诗班呢，就分成二十四班的，按照这样安排呢。
If you look at the Bible, the choir was for 24 choirs. So in the churches, great emphasis are placed on the pianist.
所以要训练。
So we need to remind ourselves.
哦，我家里三个女儿。
I have three daughters at home.
她妈妈第一个就说，一定要学琴，学琴。
Their mother says that they have to learn the piano.
你才能有能够侍奉神的这个机会。Then
you can have a chance to serve God.
对，我看我他妈妈对待三个人，哇，对练琴呢很严格。So
the mom placed great emphasis on them practicing the piano.
因为她有一个目标。Because
she has a goal.
她希望她的女儿能够在教会里面担任一项侍奉的工作。That
her daughters may serve God in church.
感谢神啊，他这样的栽培啊，神也是成全他。
And I thank God that because of her diligence, that God has used the children.
那我发现他每一项安排工作，这个做妈妈的都比他们更紧张。这个安排工作要很忠心，什么时候他就会很注意。 安排表，今天哪一天，做妈妈的很注意。And so,
when the schedule comes, the mother will place great emphasis on when it is their turn to do their duty, and place great emphasis on it.
也是一种教育，也是一种训练。It
is a lesson. It is also a type of education.
所以要使整个这个侍奉哇很高兴，神就高兴，我们就高兴。So
to minister with joy, God will be pleased. Then we will be pleased.